from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
People have been trying forever to sort of crack the code on how to do like a gay bachelor. Or something like that, where you take a bunch of gay guys and you stick them in a house and they all look for love. Because the problem is always that they need to stay focused on the bachelor figure and not just start hooking up with each other.
Yeah, just turns into hedonism.
Just like it's chaos as soon as cocktail hour happens. Uh-huh. There's no show unless you want to, because in these shows, you want the love journey, not just 25 guys hooking up.
Well.
And it's very difficult. Well, it's very difficult to try and figure that out.
Uh-huh.
I came across this online yesterday, just some guy, I don't even know who he is, on some social channel, where he's pitching an idea to sort of give fans a gay bachelor with safeguards, a twist that I think is a brilliant idea. And if he didn't say it publicly and said it privately to somebody, maybe some psycho company and executive producer would actually make it. But listen to this show pitch.
TV show idea. 11 gay men, one straight man. Island style. Vote one or two off every week, trying to vote off the straight one. Two ways to win. The straight man lasts until the final two and gets all the prize money. The gay men vote off the straight man and divide the cash prize. The trick is all of the men are straight, and we get 5 to 10 weeks of straight men convincing each other that they're more gay than the other guy.
Oh.
What? That's a really good idea.
Wait.
Okay.
So it's actually
okay.
It's kind of like the Traitors.
So yeah. Everyone's straight.
Everyone's straight, but they all know the game. They all think that they're the one straight guy. And their job is to not get identified by the gay guys and get voted off.
Instead,
they're all straight, and then you have an entire season of television with 12 straight guys trying to convince other straight guys that they're gay.
Okay. So nobody knows who the straight guy is, but they're all acting gay.
Yes, because they all think they're the one straight guy.
But what if someone spilled and said, I'm straight, and they go, well, no, I'm the straight guy. No,
then you would think they were lying.
Yeah.
You would think that's part of the game.
Also, you don't want to jeopardize the money that you could potentially win. So
kind of like the Traitors.
But, okay.
This just seems like...
Here's a question, right?
Yeah.
How far are you willing to go? Well,
that's my thing.
There limitations?
Like,
you only have to convince people that you're gay.
What happens if, let's say, I don't know, there's like a one-on-one date that's set up?
Right.
Like, what do you do in that moment?
See, the problem is this, though. The problem isn't the one-on-one date.
Like,
the problem
you do,
is
Chef?
You really want the money. And then you start hearing that everybody in the house is thinking you're the straight one. So then you...
have to gay it up.
Right.
Even more?
Right.
So then all the straight guys might, like, hook up with each other?
That's the question, Maria.
That's the question.
How far are you willing to go?
For the money.
For the money. Okay, what's the dollar amount?
Wow. Let's say $65,000 to $75,000.
Okay. How far are you willing to go, Shem?
To win?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
70K?
75.
75K?
Yeah.
No, I got at least be $100,000.
Okay, $100,000 then.
Okay. 100K. What are you doing, Shem?
Oh.
You know what? I'll do what needs to be done.
You would.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Real bad man.
Would you watch the show, Maury? Straight guys?
1,000%.
Trying to convince other straight guys that they're gay?
1,000%.
I think I'd be good at it, too. I think I'd be good at it, too.
You think so? You think you'd win?
I think I could convince, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think, Shem, the minute somebody's leaning in for a kiss is when he will screw up the whole thing.
But guys aren't going to lean in for a kiss because they're all straight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like
if they're doing a good job at it,
I know
Shem's going to screw it up because he's not going to want to do the kiss.
Shem would have to do is start singing.
Sing and let them, and show them my beauty regimen.
No. Yes. Okay, beautiful. Shem, can you do Broadway songs? Can you do show tunes?
I can do show tunes. I can do Broadway songs. And listen, here's the thing. I think where straight guys will mess up is that they will try to be too flamboyant and screw it up and think that's what it means to be gay. I think they would screw that up, and I would not.
Guys, I think we just found our winner. Congratulations. He's a fan.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So we've already established, especially if you've been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for a long time, we all know, damn it, Maury wears the same boxers for like 5 to 7 days
still,
in a row.
Still?
Yeah,
still,
why not?
Doesn't change. The times that he used to go to the gym, he would still wear those boxers to the gym, he would shower, and then put those exact same boxers on again right afterwards. Disgusting.
A few weeks ago, I left the gym and went out to celebrate Halloween in my gym clothes and dirty boxers.
And then you still wore those boxers the very next day, right?
So
the current pair that you're wearing, day what?
These are new because it's like a new week.
But every week is a new week.
Yeah. Like, I guess the new week happens whenever you decide to put new underpants on?
Like the cycle.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay. I have a video I'm going to send to you guys. Okay. I'm going to send everybody in the group chat. So check your phones in a second. Okay?
All right. Yep.
The title of this video,
Don't
use a boxer more than once a day without washing it. When you guys get the video, don't click on it yet. Just tell me when everyone receives
it. I got it.
Everyone's got it? Okay. Yeah. There's no words in it. There's a song, but there's stuff that you're seeing on the screen, okay? So I'm just going to prep you guys and everybody listening right now what the video is about. It's a scientist, and he swabs the crotch area of the boxers.
Okay.
Then he rubs it on one of those like rectangular plastic plates that goes underneath a microscope. Go ahead. Click on the video and start watching.
Okay.
What part are you guys at?
He's rubbing it on the
thing. Oh, my God.
Keep watching, Shem. No, keep watching.
Oh, no.
Keep watching.
But could you not find that on anything, though?
Oh, my God. Bruh.
So,
what's that?
So there's just like a lot of things swimming around. I don't know what you call those, but like under the slide, there's a lot of things swimming around. And then there's like a, and I don't know what this is, but it's like a brown patch of something.
That has things, you know what?
That has things living on it.
Oh my God.
And when you say things are moving around, it's not like they're just like sliding back. Like these are things that are under the microscope that are literally moving. They look like little worms or little maggots that are moving around.
Like, has anybody said what those are?
It's bacteria. That's bacteria.
I think every single thing I've ever seen where somebody swabs it and they put it under a microscope, it looks disgusting. If we took your hat, Mocha, and swabbed it and put it under a microscope, we would all throw up.
Nah, guaranteed. I don't think so.
Yeah, because your head sweats, and if you don't wash your hats, you probably got bacteria up in there, too.
Guaranteed you would. For sure.
I'm going to be sick.
Maybe we should, like, who has more swimmers? Maury's boxers or Mocha's hat?
Oh, my God.
Maury's boxers.
Not it.
I think the hat.
Gross.
No way.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Brandon, what's up, dude? It's Roz and Mocha.
What's going on?
I want to read this text that you just sent to us.
Okay.
Sure.
It says, I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. Also, I want to say thank you because if it weren't for you guys, I don't know if I'd be doing my dream job right now or what I'd be doing. You guys keep me positive through some hard times, and I really appreciate everything. That's a really nice text, Brandon. Thank you so much. What is it that you do for a living now?
I'm a firefighter now.
You are.
So at what point in your life did you decide to go that route, like switch things up? And why are you saying that we helped with that decision?
So in college, I did HVAC in college, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. And I felt like I wanted to do something better with my time, something to do better, I guess, for everybody. So I picked firefighting, and it was a difficult kind of road. It's pretty competitive field to get into. So it took me about 2 years of just kind of constant testing and interviews and that kind of stuff. And it kind of took a toll. So being able to turn on the podcast or turn you guys on the radio and listen to you guys in the morning kind of kept me positive. And I think I called you guys a couple of years ago on my way to an interview. And we chatted for a bit, which made me feel good. Didn't get that job, but I got the next job after that.
Maury is furiously flipping through his calendar right now. Are you in the firefighter's calendar?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Calendar.
Oh,
you're not November?
No, not November.
No.
That's too bad.
You guys did ask me if I liked sleepovers and chili, and I can confirm I do like sleepovers and
chili. That's all you need to be a firefighter, man. I see in my grocery store all the time, I get to the grocery store the same time the firefighters get to the grocery store to buy all their stuff.
Yeah, you time it that way, right?
Yeah. Shut up. I feel safe. That's okay. Why I time it that way, right? Yeah. But they walk in. You all walk in, and you got your firefighter pants on, which are huge, and then you're just wearing T-shirts on top, and everything's like all folded down, right? Yeah. It's an odd look. It's like seeing a Disney character without the helmet on, right? Like you're not used to seeing that look.
It doesn't make sense.
These guys go in and buy so much meat.
Uh-huh.
It is incredible.
You got to load up on protein and carbs.
Bro, I'm talking like they'll go to the butcher counter and I saw a guy get like a pot roast the other day or whatever it was, like a crown roast. And he carried this thing out. A firefighter carried this thing out. In his arms, two arms out in front of him,
like
elbows braced against his chest, like he was saving a person.
Jeez,
that's how big this piece of meat was. And I'm talking about the dinner, not the man.
At the fire hall. I'm cooking at the fire hall today. I'm in the parking lot right now, just waiting to start work. But I'm cooking today.
What are you making?
So breakfast will be some breakfast burritos
with
some breakfast sausage, egg, and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Lunch is a grilled chicken sandwich. Oh, panini, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Sick.
And dinner is a couple of racks of babe back ribs.
Dude.
Oh, yo, you're cooking all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do three meals.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. And is every firefighter on shift, like per day, responsible for all three meals?
So we alternate on my crew. So it's my turn. I'm the junior guy. So that's why I'm here so early.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm cooking today, and maybe next shift will be one of our senior guys cooking.
Huh. And does everyone give it like 100%, or do you notice some guys kind of like half-ass it a little bit?
Our crew's pretty good, but there's some people who have never really learned to cook and they just kind of half-ass it. But our crew's pretty good.
Yeah. That'd be tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do to feed y'all. I'd be just showing up with like cans of chunky soup. Here, meat and potatoes.
You better go home, man. You gotta buy a lot more than you think you need.
Yeah.
No, bro, I'm telling you, the amount of food these firefighters buy when I see them in the grocery store, it's incredible.
That is insane. Yeah. Brandon, appreciate you, dog, like so much. You have no idea how much it means to us that you spend so much time with the show, with the podcast, and that we're a part of your life. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, the smooth, cool dude, Roz, for sure.
Cool. Thanks, man.
You'll see him at the grocery store today.
Yeah. I hope.
Yeah, for sure.
don't, okay? No.
Yeah. He's going to slip a fall on purpose. Yeah.
I never see those guys buying vegetables, by the way. I never see them in produce. Ever. Never once have I seen the firefighters in produce.
Yo, eat your carrots.
That's secondary.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You okay? You sound like you're
sick. I got a cold again.
Oh, no. How?
I have no idea.
Oh, let me get. You went outside with your hair wet.
How are you, my mother?
Is it damp in the house?
No. No, I did have the window open all day yesterday, though, because it was so hot.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
It was so hot.
Your mom's going to yell at you.
Yeah, because Catherine's not around, right? So I can just like freeze the place
up. Close the window?
Yeah, she always closes the window. I like it cold. Roxy likes it cold. So we just like keep the window open. We were like, it was freezing on Friday. I think we were watching the Tyson fight. Mm-hmm. It was freezing cold.
It's got to be warm for me.
Chilling.
I love it when it's warm inside.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I much prefer like chilly and then I can put a blanket on. I like that.
I don't like it when I've
been sitting there for a while and I realize, oh my God, I'm so hot. I don't like that feeling at all.
Same
but anyway.
So you got a cold. You take anything for it?
Nah, I don't. I woke up like this today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I was at my kid's. So I had to go to my kid's school last week. So I think like.
That's where you got it for
sure. I know.
Sure.
I was hanging out with kindergarten kids and stuff like that. I did a thing. They had a talent show. So I went up and I was the judge for the talent show.
Kindergartens?
No.
How do you judge a four-year-old?
No. The kindy.
They suck.
No, they weren't. No, they.
Get better.
No. They weren't, the kindies weren't in the talent show. It was all like, I think like 4, 5, and 6 or something like that were in the talent show. But the kindies, they put the kindies in the front row because they clapped the loudest.
Of course.
Right?
They cheer.
Yes. So yeah. I was sitting beside all these kindies and everybody comes in and they know who I am and they fist bump and they want a high five.
And they're sneezing without covering their faces.
I'm just like boogers, 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 right? Yeah. And at the time, I didn't really think anything of it. But I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's where I got sick. Yeah. Whatever. It was all good. It was a good weekend, though.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I had to go back. I had to go back and there's so much good new TV out. I had to go back and rewatch like the last four episodes of two shows.
Which ones?
So the new season of The Night Agent comes out soon.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I went.
Yeah, Shem's a fan of that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. And so Rox hadn't seen the series at all, so we started from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But also the new season of Silo dropped.
Oh,
which
right,
I'm a
yeah.
huge fan of. But I had no idea how these shows end.
Uh-huh. You watch the last four episodes?
I watch the last four episodes of Silo.
Just a YouTube recap.
No, because it's never good enough. It's never nuanced enough.
Oh.
Nuanced means specific, Maury.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was French for new.
Yeah, no, so because I'm very excited about the new season of Silo. Uh-huh. Right? Do you watch that show, Shem?
I do. Love it. Yeah,
it's great,
excited.
Right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Everything, bro.
I watch way too much. Uh-huh. Way too much. I'm almost done From. You know, the show, the nasty scene you had us watch?
Yeah.
Almost done that.
What are you thinking of that show?
Oh, man, season three is not bad,
man. Wait, they're on season three already?
Yeah.
I just don't know if they know where they're going with it, though.
I totally agree with that. It feels lost, which is funny to use that term because that's what that show reminds me of.
I never saw Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great show.
Very much reminds me of that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
It's good, though. Real good.
But anyway, so I just watched a lot of TV this weekend because I wasn't like...
Nice. With the windows open.
With the windows open. Yeah, yeah.
And damp hair.
And I watched UFC on Saturday night.
Nice.
Bro. Did you see that fight?
I watched the highlights.
You watched the highlights? You didn't watch the fight?
No. Bro, that main event started at 1 a.m.
I know.
I was not prepared.
Yeah.
It was actually going to start.
Yeah, it was earlier than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, though.
Oh, my God. We'll get into all of that later.
Too late. Anyway,
that main event was bonkers.
Damon Mori was out talking to fans, so we'll get to that as well. Talk a little bit about Mike Tyson's ass, whether the whole thing was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
Lots coming up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Well, it went down.
After eight full rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for the official decision. Judge David Iacobucci sees the contest 80-72, while judges Lawrence Cole and Jesse Reyes see it 79-73, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato Paul!
All right.
Hey.
We knew it was going to happen.
I don't know.
They're not rigged.
I don't know. I got a whole thing coming up in the news on all of this stuff. We'll have the rigged or not rigged conversation then.
I'm just going to say this. After the first round, Tyson was gassed.
Gassed. Yeah.
He was finished after that first round.
Yeah, he's 58.
And after watching the second round, I thought they are definitely going all eight rounds.
Yes.
That's when I decided that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. Man, I don't know. Like, there were a ton of various comments from regular folk to celebs over Jake Paul beating up a 58-year-old.
Well, of course, right?
Like, because it was Jake Paul beating up a 58-year-old.
Yeah, and Jake Paul is one of the greatest promoters of all time.
Uh-huh.
Like as far for anything, but at least now you can even say boxing. Like, that was one of the greatest boxing promotions that anybody has ever pulled off.
Netflix was crashing like crazy.
It was crazy.
Freezing, buffering. Come on, man. That was wild.
You got Tyson's ass in there, which was really great. Right? Have you seen all the guys recreating that on social media? Have you seen that one video where the guy tries to leave this house and his wife is yelling at him and he's just wearing like a regular outfit, but he cut the ass out of the back?
Yep.
Right? Bro, so good.
Yeah, Shem liked that good. One.
My kid was like, I think I just saw Mike Tyson's ass. Uh-huh.
I know. I like, everyone did a double take. Like, what's up? Is that?
And the camera guy realized it late too because he was like, what is that? Oh, damn, it's that. And then he zoomed in, right?
Such
a good moment. And also the great thing was during that interview, like Mike after the interview kissed the reporter, mm-hmm. right?
It was his son, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Mike Tyson's son.
Oh, was it?
I was interviewing him.
Okay.
Dan Amore getting reaction from fans after the fight.
Oh my God, how about that fight? What did you think of that fight?
Absolutely stellar. This is what boxing is all about.
What?
Bringing people that have watched boxing for 30 years versus against people who have watched boxing for 6 months. There's the people that love boxing, the people that are just getting to know boxing, and it's brought them together. Absolutely stellar.
But are you happy with the outcome?
You know, it's the outcome I expected, but what do I know? But I'm happy with it. I think they both gave their best. It was a great fight, and the best person came out on top.
But right? Tyson's a legend. Like, how can you let him walk out of this ring and not a winner?
He's walking out a legend. A legend is always a legend. Wasted, no matter what happens to you, you're still the legend. Once a legend, always a legend.
I think the bigger question is, was this entertaining?
That's a great question. Mediocrely entertaining.
Was that entertaining for you? Did you have a good time? How about that fight? Did the outcome go the way you wanted it to go?
No. I had a great time, but it did not go the way I wanted it to.
Hold on a second. Dan Amore, how many drinks deep were you by the time you started doing these interviews? Oh, because we know you're a lightweight when it comes to drinks.
I had like 6 glasses of rosé.
Six?
Yeah. More, like, this is the official Netflix fight party that Amore was
my
at,
God.
Right?
Bro, are you embarrassing yourself from Netflix people?
Even remotely. I think the whole world wanted Tyson to win. He didn't win. And let's be honest, that was one of the weakest fights we've ever seen. It was like they were in the ring kind of fooling around. At the end, they did that little dance in the last, like, 3 or 4 seconds. Like, what was that? What was going on? Like, I wanted to see more. I was expecting more.
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
Yo, why am I your voice there, bro?
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
No, I wouldn't call it embarrassment. I just wanted to see more. Like, this was a huge event, and I just expected way more from it.
And now Tyson's going to be remembered for this forever.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the guy's 58. You know, it's been decades since he's been in the ring, so we got to give it up for him. He held his own. He did it. He did his thing. But, man, I just really wish he won.
Did who you want to win, win?
No. I wanted Mike to win, and he didn't win. It is what it is. Mike didn't get knocked out. That's cool. Would have liked to see him punch more, but yeah.
That was a bad fight. Wasn't enjoyable. I never want to see that again.
I will say I'm very happy it went all 8 rounds. It was great to see Tyson back in the ring because I've actually never seen him live myself. So it was very historic. It was really good.
I'm happy to see Mike Tyson in that ring. Am I happy that I didn't see a KO for him take the win?
These are your people,
I'm disappointed, but hey, he's 58, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
By the way, we saw his ass earlier. That's not bad for 58.
I know. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the bikini in the pre-show. He's ripped.
Oh, damn.
Also, Tim Mori.
Who drinks rosé at a fight party?
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You know what's wanted in there. Sherman and Maria, who work in a completely different studio from us, I see them on the computer monitor, and they are both, right before we went on the radio, they're both, like, clapping, singing, and laughing at the same time. What's
just,
up?
Just being, you know,
stop
getting
lying.
Hyped.
Just tell the truth.
No, just getting hyped for the show. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Really,
you guys have like your own secret cheer in there?
No.
What's the inside joke?
We were honestly just like singing show tunes.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Sometimes Chem and I will get in here and then we'll like be like, did you hear this song? And then we play it and we just start singing.
So what was the song today?
Oh, gosh. You really want to know?
Yeah.
Well, this wasn't a show tune. We were singing Stand By Me.
Oh, go ahead. Both of you.
Oh, gosh. All right. I guess I'll do the
beat. I had to put the lyrics back up. I couldn't remember what I was
saying. You see, you guys are just like...
Yep. When the night has come. I don't know the words. I had to Google it. And the night is young.
When
right?
is dark, sure.
Oh, right.
And the moon.
Don't save her.
The only
light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand Doom. By Doom. Me. Doom. Oh, Stan. Doom. By Doom. Me.
Doom.
Don't stand.
Don't stand. I take it all back. Everything I've just said, I take it all back.
I was just about to like celebrate and give you all the air horns and everything. But
don't you stand by me.
All that, Maria? 60 seconds of like, yo, stand by me, please stand by me.
Sorry.
That's the generation, and then all of a sudden. Though. Listen, Maria's generation listens to Stand By Me and they see it as a microaggression. Right?
Don't you dare stand no. by me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo,
Andrew, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good.
You've been on hold for a while because you got a question. Go ahead.
Last podcast episode, I think somebody was talking about who you guys wanted like John Cena's retirement tour his opponent to be.
Uh-huh.
Then you guys kind of got off track and didn't even answer the question. So I wanted to know who you guys thought.
Didn't even answer the question.
Oh, damn.
So the question is what? So John Cena, we know, is what? Going to show up at WrestleMania, right?
Well, he's retiring. So right. Every major pay-per-view, gotcha. He's doing like a retirement tour and some of the non-televised live events in certain cities, John Cena will make an appearance and do and have a match.
Okay.
So, Andrew, you're very passionate about this, and you want to know our answer. Before we get to our answer, what's your answer?
Well, to be honest, if his injury isn't for, if it's just for plot development, I really want to see John Cena, Randy Orton one more time.
Oh.
See who? What?
Randy Orton.
Oh, Randy Orton.
So, Randy Orton was on my list as well of potential opponents, and I do have a list. Before we get to my list, let's go to our other resident WWE wrestling fan on the show. Maria, who do you think John Cena should face at WrestleMania?
Hulk Hogan.
Girl! The man's like 1,000 years old.
Well, whatever. Tyson just fought.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But I mean, maybe it's like a reunion tour. You get all the old guys back together.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
See?
Andrew ain't buying it.
What's the other guy? Roman Reigns? That's the only one I know.
So either Roman Reigns or Hulk Hogan. Okay, Shem?
Yeah, to me, there are only two names that really should be of it. It's Randy Orton or, I know he's at a different company now, or Edge.
Oh, great. Ooh.
Only two people that he should be wrestling.
I was going to say, there's also CM Punk. CM Punk, I think, would be a really good one, too. And he's never won a singles match against them at all, actually.
Roz?
I don't know, man.
What about that Sam know. Dude?
Sam
Bret.
Who?
Oh, Sam Hart. I was saying Sam Hart. It's Bret Hart.
Sam Hart. Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart. That guy's like 1,000 too.
Yeah.
And he's had like heart attacks.
Yeah,
and
he's
stuff.
Fragile.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can't put that man in the ring and ask him to wrestle.
Damn it, Maury, any thoughts?
Who's the guy I find hot with the neck tattoo?
No, he's an announcer, man. He doesn't wrestle anymore.
That guy.
What's
Corey
that guy's
Graves.
Name? What's
Corey
that?
Graves.
Corey Graves.
Oh, man. God broke the mold.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, who is this guy? What's his name?
Corey Graves.
No,
he's
don't
like
look him up. He's taken.
So tatted
Corey
up.
You tell
Graves.
Me, you tell me, Maria, if this is a mold broken kind of fella.
No.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
He's good looking, but not like breaking the mold. They're way better looking. Also, what is his stomach tattoo?
Maria has a look on her face like someone, like Shem just farted in that room.
I can't control my face.
Okay, listen. I don't know if this would actually happen, okay? And hear me out.
Yeah.
But I think one of the greatest rivals in WWE history when it comes to John Cena is the feud with him and The Rock. And because of The Rock's heavily involvement with WWE right now, I think as a very final match at some point at the end of 2025, it should be The Rock versus John Cena. Because at one point in their careers when they were with WWE, they legitimately hated each other. Got over it years later.
Yeah.
But I think that would be an amazing final match.
Right. But do you need The Rock again to come in and save WrestleMania? You know what I mean? Because he did that last year.
Uh-huh. Well, it wouldn't be for WrestleMania because they've already got plans for The Rock and WrestleMania this coming
so
year.
So you think it would be something else then?
Yeah,
something
at the
before.
Very end of next year.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah.
Anyway,
gotcha.
I don't know what you think about that, Andrew, and I don't know if you're satisfied with our answers, but I think the strongest one would be Maria's answers of either Bret Hart, who's had multiple strokes.
Sam Hart, by the way.
Yeah. Sam Hart, aka Sam Hart, or Hulk Hogan, who I pretty much think it has been rebuilt like from the toes up.
Whatever.
Right?
He'd sell all tickets.
All them surgeries.
He'd sell tickets.
See, Roz agrees.
He'd sell tickets.
Andrew, appreciate you, dog. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Always my tribal chief, Mocha.
Hey, my guy, the OTC, the OTC. Have a good day, bro.
You too, guys.
Acknowledge me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, it's finally here. Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 2 is available on Netflix. I love this show. I know they got a movie coming out soon. Dan Mamori had a chance to speak with Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, a.k.a. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence.
They were at the Tyson fight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're promoting the show as well.
Yeah.
And these two, man, they're great. I freaking love this show so much.
Ralph Macchio looks so young. It's crazy.
And he's what, 50, how old is he?
How old is he, Maury?
He just turned...
I can't hear Maury.
Birthday recently. How old is he?
He's like...
Like 58?
Yeah.
63.
Like 63? Yes, 63.
Yo, good for you, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Dan Maury speaking with Daniel LaRusso and Joey Lawrence for Season 6, Part 2 of Cobra Kai.
All right, guys. Wow, things are really heated between Johnny and Daniel going into Part 2. How real did the tension get? I read, maybe real. I'm wrong... I read that they actually kept you two apart during this just to sort of keep things real. Is this true? And talk to me about this tension.
Yeah, they keep me and Ralph in cages, and then they bring us out to do our scenes. They put us back. They feed us. We go to sleep, and then the next day.
That's how it is.
No, it's, you know, listen, we've done this for a minute. So, you know, it's always fun to play those heated moments between the characters because, you know, they're pretty good along the way, but at one point the chain always comes off. They, you know, there's just they just can't see perfectly eye to eye, which makes them need each other, which is great. But there's sometimes we're doing this, so it's always fun to play those times. As much as we laugh about how many times more can we say this is the end?
Yeah, this is it. Never again.
You know,
yeah, I think
after this we're done.
Yeah, but I think that and part of the challenge for us is finding ways to do it that feel organic, where we're not having that same season one argument in season six, and that's. That's been part of the toughest part from in the writer's room as well as for us. So we're always looking for those places like, this is a fresh angle to why they're not getting along now.
And God, he still sounds like Daniel LaRusso.
Totally does. Like a kid,
still
right?
He sounds like he's 17 years old.
And what a resurgence for both of them for their career.
It's great.
Especially with the consistency of releases for these seasons of Cobra Kai. By the way, season 6 part 2 on Netflix right now. Dan Mamori talking to Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, a.k.a. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence.
Ralph, 40 years of Karate Kid. I was reading about the strangest time someone told you they were a fan. Is it true that this happened during your colonoscopy?
Yes. No, when I was coming out of the propofol.
No.
Yes, that's when I was hearing the conversations. I'm like, really?
I was trying not to be too loud, though, but I did say
yes, he was.
Yeah.
Guys.
Matter of fact, I think he actually assisted the colonoscopy. No, it's a whole other
story. Let's get out of this. Yeah, let's get out of the weeds here.
I thought the movie that they had coming out was not part of the Cobra Kai universe.
Really?
Wasn't there a movie? Wasn't that a story that we were talking about recently that they're making another Karate Kid movie, but it was going to be separate from the Cobra Kai universe and not like acknowledge any of that stuff whatsoever?
Mm-hmm. But are they in it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, they can't be, right?
Oh, no, you can't. That's too weird.
But still, they have their opinion.
I guess to quickly ask about the Karate Kid movie, because it's really exciting. The franchise continues. Are you excited to keep the story going? And will fans love what they see in this movie?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving this Karate Kid franchise. This is a new story, a new chapter. Jackie Chan and myself, this kid Ben Wong, who's just wonderful. I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'm hopeful. You never know till they glue them all together. But, you know, I just like how it's lining up after Cobra Kai comes in for a landing. Then there'll be this other new story, this new character, new landscape.
It's going to be called Karate Kid Legends.
Oh, damn.
We'll bring I'm together. Oh, okay. Jackie Chan. So Jackie Chan is in it.
Yeah.
And Ralph Macchio is in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So Jackie Chan.
So this will be the follow-up to Cobra Kai then.
But also the other Karate Kid movie that Jackie Chan was in with.
Oh, right.
What's his name? Jaden Smith.
An alternate universe.
So it's a different. So what happened to Jaden Smith? He's not the Karate Kid anymore, obviously.
No.
This is so confusing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 2.
Everything is a multiverse.
On Netflix now.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hey, Dwayne, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
So you reached out because you wanted us to chat with your friend Jocelyn. What's so special about Jocelyn? Why does she need a phone call from the Roz and Mocha Show? What's going on?
Well, it was her birthday yesterday. Uh-huh. And on top of that, she's just like one of the best people I know. Heart is like huge, big, big heart. She goes all out for her, like her friends, her family, for her, actually her students that she works with. She works for TSV. So yeah. She's just a really overall good person.
Nice. How long you guys known each other for?
Ooh, 15 plus years, man.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. Long time. Long as you guys have been doing your show.
Oh, okay. And have you both been listening to the show for that long?
No, I've been about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure about her, but she's been listening for a while.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let me see if she's... Okay, stay on the line. Don't say anything, though, okay?
All right, cool.
And she doesn't know we're calling, right?
No.
Hello?
Jocelyn, it's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. Happy belated birthday.
Stop this. Thank you.
What's going on, girl?
You know, just living a dream.
Yeah?
What dream is that?
Just getting ready for work, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. How's life?
Fantastic. Yesterday was amazing.
Yeah? What'd you do for your birthday?
Just family. Spent as much time with my family, my sister, her kids, my mom. It was fantastic.
Nice. How old now?
38.
Nice.
Hey. Nothing wrong with 38.
Not much, you know what I mean?
Why'd you hesitate to say your age just now?
Don't do that, please.
Are you gonna ask us how we got your number or how we knew it was your birthday yesterday?
So I got a call yesterday from one of my best friends in the entire world saying, be by your phone at 7. So I thought, okay, him and Soph, his daughter, are just gonna call me.
Uh-huh.
Then I get a text later at night saying, make sure you're by your phone at 7 a.m. So uh-huh. I said, I will kill you and fight your mom if you have people having me cry on the radio.
Oh.
So...
Yo, Dwayne, what the hell, man? I thought you said you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her anything. She
Bro.
Figured it out.
Dwayne, Bro. Huh?
No, because you know what it is? There's times where, you know, it's we're winding down our day.
Yeah.
And he'll call me and I'll be like, yo, did you hear what our Brendan said today? And he'll be like, what? And then we talk about how much joy the five of your banter gives us.
Oh, okay, nice.
So we feel like we're just like friends in the car. Like when you guys are carrying on in the morning and I'm in the car crying, laughing so hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he didn't tell me, but I knew.
Hey, you guys have such a great friendship. How come you're not together?
You know what? This morning on my drive, I said, I know how Roz feels about platonic male and female friendships. You know what? I just think we grew up together and we found this love for youth work and community and it's stuck there and friendship and it's one that you don't come by often. So we've just taken our time to nurture it as an amazing friendship.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are both like currently not single, right?
I'm very much. I've known somebody for 16 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dwayne. We tried. I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding.
Don't do that. You're gonna make the next lunch awkward.
I'm so kidding. I'm so kidding.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing on this call.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a whole bunch of notes here.
Roz and Mocha matchmaker over here.
Yeah, we had all the music.
We can run through it.
We had all the music set up and everything.
Damn.
I'm here for a bit.
Jocelyn, happy belated birthday. Thank you. Both to you and Dwayne for spending your days with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. Jocelyn, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Oh, hey.
Dwayne, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Smooth, cool dude.
Oh, the sweep. That's Damn. What we call that.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Have a great one. Thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, yes. Hey, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
Calm down. Time to get it off your chest right now. Maybe you should talk about your problems. Roz and Mocha Vented Moments.
Oh, my gosh. Vented Moments. One of my favorite things that we do here on the Roz and Mocha Show. If you ever want to be a part of Vented Moments, text VENT to 925-555. You can be completely anonymous, by the way, with Vented Moments.
You don't have to say anything other than what is pissing you off. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, like the story behind Vented Moments, if it's your first time hearing it, people have these things that just drive them nuts. Sometimes it might be politically incorrect to say to your friends or your coworkers, or even put your name behind it. Sometimes it's about the people you know. Uh-huh. We give you the platform, we give you the show, we give you the audience to just go off. So caller, what are you venting about today?
I'm venting about walking my dog.
Walking your dog?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
When we first got our dog 2 years ago, we were told that she was between 10 and 11 years old and that she'd only need 2 half-hour walks a day.
Okay. Wait. What kind of dog? What kind of dog?
She's half pug, half miniature pincher.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they said, all right, great. You know, she's older. She'll be quiet, not much energy. She'll be mellow. We learned quickly that we adopted the equivalent of a 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah, she
was ready to cross 6 lanes of traffic to kick another dog's ass, whether they did anything or not.
Yo, I'm looking at a photo of these dogs. Super cute, by the way, bro.
Exactly. That's the problem. She's made a ton of progress since then, but she's still very reactive. So we have to keep her head on a swivel and try to keep a fair distance from other dogs when walking her. So when I get some dude who's on his phone walking his husky, or some tall chick with a ponytail pulled through a baseball cap and a tank top and yoga pants, car walking their dog at about 60 knots an hour, you know, we have to do everything in our power to get our dog from going Arturo Gatti on their dog. The problem is, a dog looks all sweet and innocent and all cute.
Yeah.
But she treats every walk like her first day in prison.
I'm top dog.
Yeah. She's looking for the first dog to unleash on, no matter the size. So maybe speed walking through us like Usain Bolt at a middle school track meet isn't such a great idea, right?
Yeah.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
You know my dog's history? Because we don't. What we do know is that we only seen her back down once. And that was when we came face to face with a coyote.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
But we were in Leaside. So the coyote just kind of looked us up and down, then hopped in its Range Rover and drove to Starbucks. So,
Sky.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty special over there, those coyotes.
Full routine.
Yeah, they got a whole thing there. They're getting their rackets restrung at Merchant of Tennis.
Okay.
So, is this a troll job, man? Like, you have this whole routine written down and testing out the material?
So, are you pissed off at other dog walkers, or are you pissed off at your own dog?
It's a little bit of both. The dog walkers that don't give us any notice, you know, that just kind of come right up to us, that part drives me nuts, but... You know, this dog, when it's like constantly trying to hold her back, it's like Scrappy-Doo, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If it makes you feel any better, we have a 3-year-old Australian Shepherd at home. When we leave to take the dog out in the neighborhood, I got to look both ways down the street to make sure that there are no people, that there are no other dogs.
Really?
And hope that when we are out in the wild, we don't encounter anyone in the neighborhood, because our Australian Shepherd, Leo, loses his mind.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not aggression, it's excitement, because he wants to see people, he wants to go to the other dog, and he is pulling like crazy.
Right.
So I feel you, man. It's tough.
Yeah. It's not like she hates people. She's all right with people as long as they don't try to come near her. But with dogs, it's on site all the time. Like, wow. She's only had 2 doggy friends, and one she met in a fight.
Yeah.
She fought him first, and then it's like, okay, now we're cool.
Right.
And then the second one was a puppy who grew up to be like a 90-pound American bulldog, and he wasn't fixed, and every time she sees him, she still tries to hump him.
It's a lady that knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah. You know, it'd be the equivalent of you coming home from work, Ross, and Catherine trying to hump you.
I understand what humping is.
Oh my God.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Also, stay out of my business.
It's just like, who's the boss? It's me. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. I only say, I'm not accusing Catherine of anything. It's just that, like
sounds
my dog.
Sounds like you are.
Very
bro,
cute.
Yo, and, you know, what time's your routine at the comedy club this weekend? Maybe I'll come check you out.
I got a tight 5 coming up, but I'll let
all
you know.
Right,
this
all
guy.
Right, all right.
Yo,
all right.
Thanks so much for joining us on Vented Moments.
Not a problem.
By the way,
so
that's what Catherine told me the last time I walked in the kitchen.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm going to talk about a video that we posted on social not that long ago. and you've been seeing a bunch of different variations of the same one, ours, if I can puff my chest out real quick, by far is the best. The suspect is video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where some, you know, person holding the phone says, filming another person as they're running by the screen saying, suspect is whatever, whatever, whatever. Commentary on what they look like, their attitude, personality, whatever.
Yeah.
So we did this one where Roz is the one holding the phone saying, suspect is, and it's like myself, Maria, Cheesecake, and damn it, Maury running by.
Suspect is, oh my God, where's his ears?
Oh. Come on, man.
Suspect is between the ages of 12 and 55.
Flaming damn it, Maury right there.
Suspect is running from the last few good years she has left.
The disappointment in Maria's face on that one.
Come on!
Suspect is dressed exactly like he's what he's accused of.
Oh!
Suspect's shirt says, come get me, but her pants say, I've given up.
Oh! Oh, Maria got it there.
Suspect is, wait, I lost him. Oh, there he is.
Oh my God, what? That one, that wasn't funny at all.
Suspect is heading towards divorce. Suspect doesn't look like he's gonna get too far. Take your time.
Oh! Damn. Damn. Yeah, you felt that one, huh?
Man. Actually running towards the prison.
That's you, a man!
Suspect didn't do s***, am I right?
Damn right!
Hey,
my guy.
That was the only one where Shem actually smiled.
Yeah.
Maria, can you go through some of the comments? Because I want to highlight what fans have been saying about this video.
There were so many. I had to shuffle through here.
Okay. Oh, really quick. How many? Yes. What's the view count on this video?
We hit 1 million views yesterday on this video on just Instagram. And that's not across all platforms. So, yeah, it's crazy. This video has been popping off. But I'll read you some comments.
Yeah.
All of Roz's daily thoughts about this team in a video is one of them. Someone else says, best Roz participation ever.
Roz, when Maria comes in here, is like, guys, TikTok time. And Roz like, yeah, no.
I don't like doing it.
Someone wrote, Maria got it the worst. This was brilliant. The high profile of Mocha to make him look so itty bitty, someone wrote.
That was just straight mean.
Between 12 and 55 is nasty work, someone wrote. Someone wrote emotional damage.
Oh, yes.
Another person wrote, it's Shem's reaction to every roast that's killing me. Someone wrote, can Mocha get on any rides at Wonderland?
Oh. Yo!
Wow.
Damn. You want to talk about it? Like, come on, guys.
Someone else wrote, the suspect in glasses is Scott from Austin Powers.
What the hell? That's true.
Yeah,
there's so many. Someone else said that the girl in the blue pants is very beautiful. I had to put that one in there. Thank you very much. This is finally a TikTok that Roz actually enjoyed doing. Someone wrote, I vote Roz for president any day.
Wow. Well, thank you to everyone who watched the video and commented, and liked, and shared it, and saved it.
I was trying to figure out which one of was my favorite, right? Because there was, I remember that day when we recorded it, where everything was super chaos and busy in here, and there was talk about doing it another day, right? And I was adamant. I was like, no, we have to do this today because everything worked out perfectly, right? Like, Shem came to work dressed as a burglar, right? Maury came to work dressed like he was in grade 6 and forgot it was picture day.
And
wore his pajama shirt to school.
Yeah.
Maria legitimately thought that her life is being filmed from the waist up.
Yeah. Like nice top and then like just straight up baggy track pants.
Usually what happens.
You looked like a mascot who got hot and is cooling down in between periods.
Those are nice pants.
Okay. But I remember though, I had said, I remember there was one where I remember I had said, I was like, Maria, I'm going to say something. Okay, if you don't find it funny, don't use it. I'm just going to say this and it doesn't have to make it. I'm not going to fight for it if you don't want to use it. And that was the first one that I did, which is Maria's running from the last few good years she has left.
Oh. It was too good. Not to put in though. Like, I was dying of laughter.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Netflix holiday movie that everyone's talking about right now is The Merry Gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Starring Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, my God.
Is the shirt off in this one, Maury?
And Britt Roberts.
Oh, my God. Do you love Christmas? Do you love Magic Mike? This is a movie for you.
Okay.
Tell us what the movie's about, Dan Maury.
So he meets this girl, and her parents own a bar, like this old dive, and it's failing, like it's, you know, going to foreclosure. And she comes up with the idea, hey, why don't we get a bunch of the hot guys in town to do like a review, you know, like sort of like a burlesque kind of thing. And he's like, okay, no problem. No thought in it whatsoever. He's like, absolutely. I'm going to dance shirtless to help your bar.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's a huge hit.
Of course it
is. Spoiler alert.
Of course it is. Well, it wasn't going to fail.
I know. Imagine, though.
It's a Christmas movie with Chad Michael Murray.
And his shirt's off.
Yeah.
Right? We watched that movie, twice already?
Oh, my God. This weekend, third time.
Do me a favor, more on social media later today. Just time code the good parts for people and post that. In case they don't have time to sit through it.
It's great, like, idea. Later. How about now? Let me just open up my Apple Notes app.
Time code.
So Dan Maury talked to Chad Michael Murray and Britt Robertson about The Merry Gentlemen, which is on Netflix right now.
I have now watched this movie twice with my husband, and I need to find out from you, is this a movie that you can watch with your families?
Oh. I have three kids, little kids, 9, 7, and 1. I'm going to wait.
Definitely the one-year-old.
I'm going to wait. The one-year-old can watch it because she won't know what she's watching. She's like, I've seen Dad walk around with his shirt off. And the kids have seen Dad walk around with his shirt off. It's kind of like a thing I do at home all the time. My wife and I were actually watching it. And the kids were in the other room. And my daughter came in right at the last dance sequence when we were doing the hip-hop. And she saw me. She's doing some body rolls, let's just say, on the stage. And she smacked me. She goes, Daddy, what are you? And she smacked me real good. And then she ran off and she goes, put your shirt on. And then later she came in and her and my son started imitating my moves.
Oh, come on.
And going,
dude.
Yeah, Daddy, he was doing this.
Oh, no.
And then he got on the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's the kind of, I think is great. No. Like they can laugh at you. They can appreciate you.
It was fantastic. I love every minute of it. But no, I wouldn't sit down and probably watch that. Like, right, live. We'll go Cinderella Story Freaky Friday for the time being.
Yeah. That's smart. That's
great.
Smart.
Great idea, Chad Michael Murray.
God, watching your kid imitate
you. Because at that
you
point, what do you
writhing
do?
On the ground. Oh.
You can't say, you can't, like.
No.
And I mean, you're not disciplining them, but you can't say, like, stop that right now.
Well, no, but in the moment, it's hilarious, right?
Completely. And they were probably sitting there, him and his wife were, like, clapping and like, cheering them on.
Yes.
And meanwhile, the wife's, like, nudging him.
Yeah, as wrong as stuff like that is, like, let's just say you were the type of person that had a stripper pole in the living room, right? Let's just say that that was you. That's your life, right? For fitness. You don't want the kid to touch the stripper pole, but if the 3-year-old grabs a stripper pole and starts doing twirls, you're laughing, right?
Like, do it again, honey.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
Do another spin.
Yes, we'll deal with the consequences of this later in life.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Marco, when and where does your hell of a story take place?
It took place in Brampton.
Yep.
Brampton, Ontario. Okay.
And when and where? It was in 2009.
Okay. So a little while ago.
Just keep in mind that I am a chef / butcher.
And okay.
I was working one day at the, I usually do hot table, but I wasn't taking care of the hot table. I was prepping for it. So I was getting ready my veal cutlet.
Oh, nice. Okay. How do you, and when you say you're getting ready your veal cutlets, what are you doing to get a veal cutlet ready?
Well, what we do when we get a veal cutlet ready is we slice it from the beginning.
Okay.
Fresh.
Okay.
Nicely fresh in that location at least.
Okay.
I was slicing it on the machine and then I put it on the platter normally, go to a different area in the location so I can tenderize the machine. While I'm tenderizing the machine, my jacket had a loose string.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What machine? What is this machine? Explain the machine.
It's called a meat tenderizer.
And what does it do?
It tenderizes the meat. What it does is you put your meat through, and it has teeth on both sides.
Uh-huh.
So it pokes through the meat.
Okay.
So what had happened then was I was feeding the machine with the meat, and the string on my jacket got caught and pulled my hand in there.
Oh, your hand?
God.
My hand.
Yeah. Ah!
Luckily, I was only two fingers in.
Oh, this would be an inappropriate time for that, so she said joke.
Okay. Okay. Which two fingers?
My pinky and the finger right before that.
Your ring finger. So yeah. Do you have to shut the machine off at that point?
I did shut it off. I pushed the lever on the floor that we have the emergency button.
Yeah.
And I shut it off. And I was asking for help. And as I'm asking for help, the owner of the location says, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, get me a chair, get me a chair. You're not the one that needs help. I'm the one that needs help."
Wait a second. So the owner was like, "Get me a chair because he's going to pass out?"
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is your hand still stuck in the machine, or were you able to free it?
No, we weren't able to free it. We, when the emergency came, they had to carry me to the ER with the whole machine.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so
so you got like ground beef fingers and they're taking you to the hospital like that?
With the whole machine.
Oh, yes. Goodness.
How much does that machine weigh?
No, it was a small one that they stand on the counters.
Yeah, but still, it's the size of what? It's the size of what?
Pounds.
Okay.
15 pounds. And are you holding the machine, or like the paramedics are holding the machine?
Their paramedics were holding the machine, okay. But I also had my left hand underneath it.
Marco, were you bleeding at all? Were you screaming? What's going through your mind in that moment?
At that moment, I was in shock. I did not feel any pain.
Did you look?
I was looking at everything.
So you looked at, you were looking at your hand.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
What did your fingers look like in there?
Oh, like mush.
And so then what do they do?
They had to pry it open.
Oh God. Yeah.
And that was when I freaked out.
Okay.
It wasn't the part that my hand went in that hurt me more. This hurt me more when they were taking it apart.
Like did they freeze your arm or like your forearm down to your hand at all? Or like you felt that pain?
Did you raw dog this?
At the beginning, it was raw dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so they get your hand out. And what do they tell you? Can they, like, what do they say about your fingers? That they're just done for?
They froze it, and they dunk it in some liquid to disinfect it.
Yeah.
And then they did an x-ray and stuff, you know, before they wrap it all up. And then they wrapped it.
Yeah.
Once they wrapped it, it goes, we got bad news for you.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, can't be worse than this. The doctor goes, no, it is. You're not going to be able to use those two fingers.
At all.
So, at all.
Well, yeah, because like, ground beef.
Not use the fingers or like not use them because you won't have them?
No, not use them. They were there.
Okay.
They're still here.
Okay.
He said, you're not going to be able to use them. And me being the stubborn Italian that I am, after not even a week, I started doing exercises with it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing more exercises and more exercises. And it got to the point that I started using them again.
Wow.
Really?
But what do they look like now?
They look like actual fingers.
Yeah.
The only thing on it, you see the teeth line on it.
Really?
Yeah,
through the, on both sides.
But you got like fingernails and stuff still?
And on the pinky, I do.
Yeah.
And on the ring finger, my nail is there, but it grows split.
What?
So I have to keep it, them short.
Okay. Hey, what did they do with that machine? Did they clean it up and continue to use it?
No, you got to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it.
The ER disposed of it.
Yo, that was one hell of a story, Marco. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
Damn, Marco. Thanks for calling.
It's awesome talking to you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I need you guys to support me for a second.
Okay.
Don't laugh and don't make fun.
No problem.
Because I'm really excited about this.
No problem.
And I just need to share this news with everyone. And I need you guys just to have my back.
We got you.
Please.
We got you.
Like, nobody laugh, okay?
Nobody's clowning on anyone.
Because what I'm about to, the news I'm about to share makes me very, very happy.
Okay.
And I think out of the five of us in this room, I'm the only one that's hype about this.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling I'm going to fall right in line with your hypeness. Trust. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys know, Maria, stop looking like that. Like, stop giving that look. Please, just support me on this, okay?
Sorry, I don't even know what's coming.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So you guys know how I am like the biggest fan of the Spider-Verse movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's supposed to be a third movie called Beyond the Spider-Verse.
All right.
And it got shelved.
Unfortunate.
During the writer's strike.
Okay.
A couple of years ago. And yeah. There was no news on it. And I did extensive research, yeah. AKA a bunch of subreddits.
Yeah.
And it was shelved.
Accurate. Okay.
So what happens overnight in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York? A massive, massive lit up neon Spider-Man logo sign from the Miles Morales suit in Chelsea, New York. Because if you follow along with the movies, Chelsea is where Gwen Stacy lives.
Okay.
In her universe, Earth 65. So now fans are speculating that a Beyond the Spider-Verse movie is going to be announced. And I'm so excited.
All right.
Because those are my favorite movies.
Or is that just someone's okay. Christmas decoration?
No. It is, like, when you see this logo, it is huge. Like, look at this. It takes up, like, it's on the side of an apartment building.
Cool.
That was it?
Yeah. Guy, okay. I'm just, like, I'm so excited, guys. Yeah. Like, these are my favorite You're Spider-Man
allowed.
Movies.
You're allowed. You're allowed.
Guys, come on. Yeah. You said you weren't going to laugh.
No, nobody's laughing. Nobody's laughing.
Maria's dying in the other room.
Nobody's laughing. Nobody's laughing.
I think she's just choking.
Shut up.
No.
Sham.
Sorry, I had my coffee. Oh.
Yeah. No, hey, listen. You do you, Reno.
Guys.
I'm happy that you have a thing, right? That's all you could really want for somebody is that they find something in life that gives them joy.
I mean, it's very simple.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of like. You guys are a bunch of.
It's kind of like a kid being excited for Santa.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Not even close. It's not even close. Not even close. Not even in the same world.
Are you going to take out your Spider-Man costume?
Sorry, not even in the same multiverse.
Really? How come?
No. Spider-Verse, you mean?
Sorry.
Guys, honestly, like, if you guys were hype about something, I'd back you. And like,
yeah. I'm backing you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything, Sham.
We're backing you.
I was stunned.
Nobody's saying anything.
That's the problem. Nobody's saying anything because you guys are all holding in laughs.
Okay, pause for one
except
second.
Except for Maria, who's
pause
like
for
dying
one second.
In the
pause
other
for
room.
One second. Pause for one second. Pause for one second. What would you like us to say? Like, look at me right now, okay? You just laid all this out here.
Yes.
How excited you are because they put a light up in New York City. Right?
The neon sign.
Okay. So the reaction you would have hoped for would have been what?
Like, wow, Mocha, that's great. Like, we know you're such a big fan of those Spider-Verse movies. You must be so excited.
Cool. Okay. Everyone, okay. Let's say that we said that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you would say what?
Like, thanks, guys. Like, I am very excited. These are my favorite Spider-Man movies.
Okay. And then
I know that, you know, everyone's always like, oh, Tobey Maguire movies are the best ones. Right? But like, no, I love the animated ones better.
Okay. And then we would say,
like, you're the best, dude.
Right? And then you would say,
I know, guys.
There you go.
Anyway, thanks for the support, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Guys, I had like the biggest derp of a day yesterday, and it happened shortly after we wrapped up the show once the info broke. So you remember yesterday I was in here and I was so hyped because I was like, there was this announcement that was coming from
the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, because in Chelsea, New York, there was this giant Miles Morales Spider-Man logo that was put up. A neon sign on the side of an apartment building. It was huge.
Yeah.
And everyone was speculating, OMG, we have not yet got the third animated movie yet, Beyond the Spider-Verse. Maybe this is Sony's way of promoting it. And we're going to get an announcement. Hey, trailer on the way.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't even that.
What was it?
It was advertising for a Sony Bravia TV. And also this thing called Sony Pictures Core, which is now available like through the Bravia TV app and like PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, where it's just a hub where you can go and rent or buy Sony movies. And the reason why they used the Miles Morales Spider-Man is because it was like
people like you.
People like me. Yeah. And they said, yo, you could now buy or rent across the Spider-Verse on this Sony Pictures Core. Bro,
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys didn't see this online yesterday. Yeah. Outrage across,
you are,
across the multiverse.
You're their target, though, because they're going specifically, like, you have done something over the years that I still will never understand, which is you will pre-order something that's digital.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I understand pre-ordering something where there's a limited amount of a thing, but you pre-order something that is infinite.
No, I know. The reason why is because as soon as it's released.
But you get excited about pre-ordering.
So excited.
As if you're like first in line.
Because most of the time that stuff
you will
drops.
Get it the same day I will get it.
I know, but the reason why is because, especially when it comes to video games, right? Those things will happen like overnight, or they'll happen like while we're here on the show. So as soon as it gets released, I have it set up. Like I just press a button and it starts downloading to my device at home right away. So when I get home, I don't gotta wait.
But anyway, you're the person they're after. And you fell for it.
Yes.
Yes.
I was so pissed. I'm surprised. Am I the only one that didn't see, or that am I the only one that saw
I
all
didn't
the outrage
even,
online
I didn't,
yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't even know they did a second Spider-Verse movie.
Bro, Across the Spider-Verse is one of the greatest ever.
Never saw it. I saw the first one. I liked it a lot. Never saw the second one.
Dude.
No, never saw the second one. I saw enough of the first one. I get it.
No, you should watch the second
one. I get it.
All the different Spider-Man.
Nah, I get it.
Yo.
I get it.
The Spider-Mans?
Nah, I get it.
And Spider-Gals?
I get it.
Yo,
yeah. 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 But no, you're their guy.
Anyway.
You're their guy. And now look what you did. You went and talked about a new television for free.
I mean, like, I don't really care.
No, I know. It shows.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.